Yivam is Barak Tas Mishnah Gimel. Shnias Midivrei Sofrim. There are cases of Shnias Midivrei Sofrim that we know about. Let's say a person's grandmother is usher to him Midivrei Sofrim. Shnia Labal Velo Shnia Liyavam. You can have cases where it's a Shnia and it's usher to the husband, but it's not a Shnia to his brother, the potential Yavam, because let's say they are only brothers from the father. And let's say a person is married to his own grandmother, so it's Shnias to him, but his brother has no relation to his grandmother, because it's his grandmother from his mother's side. So in these cases, Asrila Balu Mutaris Liyavam. She's usher to her husband, but she's mutter to her Yavam. Shnia Liyavam Velo Shnia Labal. Then you can have cases where it's the opposite, where it's a Shnia to the Yavam. Let's say a guy's married to his brother's grandmother. So it's a Shnia to the Yavam Velo Shnia Labal, but it's not a Shnia to him. So in that case, Asrila Liyavam Mutaris Labal. So it's usher for the Yavam. So she can't be with the Yavam, but she's allowed to be with her husband. Shni lezev lezeh, asur lezev lezeh. And obviously, if it's a shnia, let's say they're brothers from both father and mother, and so let's say it's both of their grandmothers, so it's asur for both of them. Ein la loik suva. So this case, since it's asur midrabanon, we're going to see that it's even more machmer. The chachamim gave strength that people shouldn't treat it so lax. So she gets no ksuva, which normally it's a manu masayim, depending on if she's a virgin or not, a b'sula. The Rav does point out, but she would get a Tosefes ksuva if he would put a stipulation and add to the ksuva that she would get. But she doesn't get the regular ksuva. Velo peiros. Now, normally, peiros, if a woman brings nichse malug into a marriage, so a husband is allowed to have benefit and eat the peiros from that nichse malug. And the reason that the husband's able to eat from the peiros, like we know, the Gemara says, because if she would ever be taken captive, he'd be able to use the peiros, the value of them, to redeem her, that she should return to him as his wife. But since in this case, she can't stay with him as his wife, so really, he should not have any access to her peiros that she brings him from the nichse malug. Why should he? Because she can't stay married to him, so why would we allow him to have benefit? So really, it should be fitting that if he ate from these peiros, he should be paying her back. However, the Rabbanan gave her a knas that she can't take back what he took from her peiros, from the tanai of the ksuva. Just like she can't take the ksuva itself, so too she can't take the peiros that are a condition of the ksuva, the peiros from the items that she brings in, even though she should rightfully take them. Veloy mizonos, and obviously he doesn't have to be mefarnes while they're married, because he shouldn't be married to her. But even, like the Rav points out, a case where let's say he goes to another country, and somebody lends money to her for food, or he lends her food, and then this guy comes back, he doesn't have to pay back the loan. Normally, if a person lends to a person's wife while he's away, and then the guy comes back, so since he has to support his wife, he has to pay back the lender. But since she's also, she's a shnius la'arayas, it's his grandmother, let's say, he's not allowed to be with her, therefore, he's pater from his onos, velo blos, and also items that she brings in, that there's wear and tear, that he's responsible for the depreciation of the item, he doesn't have to pay her back. So you would think that since he shouldn't have payers in this case, like we just said, you may think that he has to pay her back for the depreciation from the use of the items, from his use of it. Same thing, there's a knas to her that she shouldn't have stayed married to him, so she can't get it back. Va'vlad kosher. However, the vlad in this case, the child is kosher. That even though normally if a person has a child from one of the regular arayas, minatara, the child is a mamzer, in this case, if the union is only us midrabanan, we don't make the child a mamzer, not even a mamzer midrabanan. There are cases of a mamzer midrabanan. This is not a mamzer midrabanan. And not only that, Taisyant of Tversol point out that the child is even kosher lekahuna. However, the Mishnah continues, v'koifen oso lahotzi, we still force him to separate from her. And now the Mishnah lists the next case is Almanul Kohen Gadol, Grusha v'chalutza l'Kohen Hedyot, Mamzerasin Nesina l'Yisrael, Bas Yisrael l'Nosin, or Bas Yisrael to a Nosin, V'lo Mamzer, or Bas Yisrael to a regular Mamzer. All these cases is an Isser Lav. Actually, one of them, a Nosin, or Nesina to Yisrael, or Bas Yisrael to Nosin, that's a whole Shaila if that's an Isser Minatar Midrabanan. Taizanta brings that the Rav seems to hold later that it's an Osim Midaraisa, but there are also Deis that it's only Osim Midrabanan. But any of these cases, yesh lehen ksuva. These cases do have a ksuva, because they are much more chomer, so they have a ksuva, the woman. There's no knas in these cases. The chacham weren't as machmir, because this is not something that people are going to do in general, because the Torah already warns them not to. They didn't have to be mechazik, the din. And therefore, if a woman would be married to, let's say, a mamzer, she would get her full ksuva, and he would have to not just give her the ksuva, he obviously would have to be a farneser. She would get peiros back, and she also would get blows back, the depreciation. However, the Rav points out that which he would get it back, it's only after he dies. But while the guy is alive, we don't actually force him to be mefarnes her, because he shouldn't be staying married to her. And also, if somebody lends while this guy's away, and there's an isser for him to marry her, he's not forced to pay back. It's only if the husband dies, then he's treated just like any other person, even though there was an isser, because like we said, the chum were not mechazik. But while the guy's actually alive, we're not so makel with her.